This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter broadcasting live from the Bucket of Blood, my second home in Virginia City, and we're getting to know the candidates. And this is the radio station you want to listen to as we get close to the midterms, getting to know your local candidates. And here's another one sitting right next to me, Dave Neidert, who is running for district attorney for Story County, DA in Story County. What a background you have in this kind of thing, sir. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Sure. I've been an attorney for almost 35 years, as a prosecutor for 20 of those. In the 20-year period, I helped prosecute everything up to, including capital homicide. I was involved in a death penalty case very, very early in my career. I worked for the Attorney General's office for 15 years, where I prosecuted cases. My title one time in the Attorney General's office was capital case coordinator. And since 2012, I've been in private practice, and as such, I've handled primarily criminal law. I do believe that criminal defendants do deserve to have the rights respected, and to do the best job I can for them. But in my heart, and I always will be a prosecutor.
That's good to be with that background if you're running for DA, right?
Yeah, the DA is obviously the chief prosecutor in every county. In larger counties, they can split their offices into a criminal or a civil division like they do in Washoe. The reality is that a district attorney in a county this side has to be a jack of all trades, has to be prepared to do the prosecutions, do a lot of the prosecutions himself, but also be prepared to advise the county on the legal issues that the county's facing, you know, in the years ahead.
You're a longtime Nevadan. But I can see, as much as I love the old west of Story County, I can see changes afoot. I'm hearing left and right. This is coming. This is moving in. This is going to be built. What issues are facing Story County in light of this incredible growth, which is spreading to counties like Story?
Well, one of the big issues that Story County has is the blatant grab that Washoe County and Lyon County have to try to get Story County property tax money. The industrial park existed basically because of the dream of three people. It existed because Roger Norman had the money.
The original.
Lance Gilman had the idea to be the developer. Mm-hmm. And then Pat Whitten, the county manager here in Story County, had the vision from the county side to do this. Without those three men, the industrial park never would have happened.
But the industrial park is Story County.
It is Story.
So how could Washoe County try to grab some of the tax earnings from this industrial center?
Well, it goes into the details. Washoe County claims, well, the people don't live in Story County that work in the industrial park, and we have to provide the schools and all that.
I see.
And so we should be able to have that. In the last few legislatures, they've tried, and Story County's had to beat that back. The reality is that the agreement with the industrial park is that 35% of all tax revenue generated in the business park has to go back because Roger Norman paid for the infrastructure originally and then deeded it to Story County as he was building the industrial park.
Right. Washoe County did not invest in the industrial center.
Right.
Okay, I get the logic, I do, and it's a strange argument for them to try to get a big share of Story County's tax and income.
And at this point, Story County is finally seeing the benefit of that. The tax abatements for Tesla just ended for the original plant. But Story County also has to show that it's a good fiscal steward of this money because, and I think it is. But as it moves forward, it has to show we're not just throwing the money away. We're doing the things that we have to do in Story County to support the industrial park and support the people in this county.
You spend a good amount of time in Lockwood.
Right. Lockwood is, for people that don't know, is just east of Reno.
Yes.
And it's the last exit. People might think of it as the last Reno exit. It really isn't, but it's actually, if you cross the Truckee River, you go into Story County. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful little quiet
community. Oh, it is. I love it. I'll tell you, Dave, when I used to, in the 70s, I used to go to Lockwood every Thanksgiving. You know why? The brothel owner opened up Lockwood and fed everybody in Reno for Thanksgiving. It was something else. There was a turkey on every porch because the brothel owner owned Lockwood. He built the houses there and everything. And the ladies were there to welcome us, Dave.
And that was the original part of Lockwood, the newer part of Lockwood, which they call Rainbow Bend.
I thought Lockwood was one community that wasn't expanding.
No, Lockwood was originally a trailer park up against the side of the hill.
Yes, yes.
And then the fields going down into the river were bought by a developer, and there's now 402 homes, of which I own one of them, that they call Rainbow Bend, which is a wonderful planned community, which has wonderful amenities. It's a great place, and I'm proud to call it home.
As a Story County, if elected, district attorney, what crimes are you most concerned about in Story County? Every county is different. What crime do you see being a real problem for Story?
Well, the big problem, and it's not so much crime up here in Virginia City. I mean, there's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have your normal kinds of crimes everywhere, but when you have 30,000 to 40,000 people working in the industrial park every day,
yeah,
there's a lot of crimes there. I mean, the sheriff told me, in reality, we're looking at almost its own separate police agency because of everything happening out there.
We're running stories about people being busted for guns, firearms, drugs, vehicles on USA Parkway.
Right, and those need to be prosecuted. One of the problems we've had in the last few years is a prosecutor who's been unwilling to prosecute cases. It's a sort of fascinating phenomenon. The current sheriff and his predecessors didn't particularly get along, but the funny thing is neither of them got along with the outgoing district attorney who's not running for re-election. She managed to alienate both of them because she was unwilling to prosecute cases and unwilling to do the job of working with the sheriff to make sure crime was contained and that crimes were prosecuted and that bad people went away.
Tell me about your opponent who wants to be Story County DA but does not want to live in Story County.
My opponent, the one announced opponent that I know of, lives in Lyon County. She lives at the bottom of Six Mile Canyon. She's a prosecutor in the Carson City DA's office, which, you know, is fine. But first of all, she's indicated she has no plans of moving to the county if she gets elected, which as a Story County...
Is that legal? I mean, you're holding a public office. You're representing Story County. I thought you had to live in Story County.
They make an exception for district attorney. And for running, it makes sense because sometimes you don't have a lot of attorneys that live in a specific county. I think it should be that if you're elected, though, you should be required to live there. I ran 4 years ago and lost. But one of my campaign themes then was, if elected, I will move. And I have, ironically, I'm a losing candidate that kept a campaign promise. You can't be part of the community if all you're doing is coming in and collecting a paycheck.
What are you doing now, Dave?
Right now, I have a private practice. I do primarily
private practice. Okay. Did you go to law school?
There. I went to law school. I graduated from law school in 1991 from the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. As I said, I started as a prosecutor in two rural counties, starting in Humboldt, then in Pershing County, where two years out of law school, I was busy working a capital homicide. We had a highway patrol trooper that was killed in the line of duty. And went from there to the Attorney General's office, where I worked for 15 years. I was capital case coordinator. That was an actual job title in the Attorney General's office. And I prosecuted cases vigorously and successfully for 20 years.
As a kid, what first made you want to be in law? I mean, you're too young to say it was a Perry Mason episode. So what was the original? Why, of all things, how did you pick it in the first place when you were very young?
Well, I hate to admit it, but I'm not too old for Perry Mason.
They still run Perry Mason every night.
But you know, and I love Perry Mason, but I also love the I was in debate in high school, and being able to be someplace where I could, you know, do my thing and be theatrical and also required thinking and analysis. The law just came to me as What a great way to spend your life earning a living.
Dave Neidert is running for district attorney for Story County. And are you going to be hanging around Virginia City and doing some campaigning here today?
I sure will. I'll be all around all day.
Really? How do people find you?
I think I'm just walking around. Look for me. They'll see me.
Look for Dave. Well, there's a couple of candidates walking around here. So I saw them setting up tables and everything out there. So do you have a website, or how can people find out more about you?
If they have any questions, they certainly can email me. My email address is really easy. It's my first name, Dave, D-A-V-E, at my last name, Neidert.org. You can call me. I've got my phone number. It's 775-301-8200. Call. I'm more than happy to talk to anyone. Mills Lane, the district attorney of Washoe County, said he put his name in the phone book for a reason. He wanted people to be able to find him and call him. A DA shouldn't hide. I'm not going to hide. You have a question? Call me. I'll answer it.
Dave Neidert. Dave, the website, Dave Neidert, it's spelled N-E-I-D-E-R-T.org, you said?
Neidert.org is the website, yes.
All right, sir. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and good luck in your run. We want a DA who lives in Story County if the DA represents Story County.
And I agree with that completely. Thank you.
All right, Dave, thanks. I'm John Potter, live and local, back shortly on 99.1, 92.3 FM, Talk FM, News Talk Time, 1117.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local at the... I ought to set up an office here. This is where I should... Bucket of Blood at Virginia City. And it's been great getting to know the candidates here. We have more on the way for this very special broadcast. The Lincoln Day Brunch and Street Fair is the big event today. There is a bonus early bird breakfast going on right now at the Delta Saloon. They have the opening ceremony right here at the Bucket of Blood for this big day. Street Fair starting at, it's already started. Come by Virginia City. The weather is great. Come before the big storm coming up, I think, Monday. And then noon at the Bonanza. The party moves out there. So we invite all debutantes, ladies of the night, scoundrels, lawmen, outlaws, muckers, and cowpokes. And because it's Valentine's Day, who better to have on the show than Mr. Romance himself, Mr. Jerry Evans. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, I'm here to recite some poetry for you. Are you ready?
Well, your poetry we can't put on the air.
Yeah.
But so give us some topical event reactions, Mr. Evans. What's you've been watching the news, I think. What's going on?
What's going on? There's some older lady that got kidnapped in Tucson, Arizona.
Yes.
You know, I was just down in that area about 2 months ago. I took a week and went from... all the way from Tucson to Sedona and just all over Arizona to see a bunch of stuff that I hadn't seen before. I was actually born down there. Didn't grow up there, but I was born in one of the ugliest spots that there is in Arizona, which is about 25 miles north of Tucson, an area called Casa Grande. Casa Grande, Coolidge, and what's the other little town there? Eloy. Ugliest right. part of Arizona that there is, but apparently that's where my parents met, fooled around a bit, and I was born in some hospital there in Casa Grande.
Well, on the news, this neighborhood that Miss Guthrie was in was like smack dab in the middle of an undisturbed desert, and it blows me away that here we are, what is it, day 13 or 14, still missing, no sign of life. Which is really strange because everybody has been telling me, oh, this kidnapper, he's a real amateur. Look at that. What, to going out to get some plants to cover up the camera. I mean, but it's been 13 days. Something's got to come out.
Something about that area, too, John, that I don't know if you realize, but I learned this from watching this on television for about 3 days, is that it's dark there at night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you see all the stars.
How many, I'm being a little bit facetious, if not sarcastic, as in 3 days of news coverage, and everybody was talking about how it's dark down there. that people don't like to have lights around their homes and that sort of thing. I was actually just
like
on the...
Like we're all weird, huh?
Yeah, but that was the coverage for 3 days. Supposedly, there was a vehicle impounded last night, but no, I've not been following it. After a couple of days of how many times can you hear that there aren't many lights, there's aloe vera, there are cacti, and on and on. But hopefully they find the lady. I was just on the other side of the mountain. She's on the south side of Catalina Mountains there, where they actually have a ski resort there in Tucson, and that Catalina Mountains. But I was on the other side of it. But frankly, and we'll get off this subject in a moment, but I had never been to Tucson, and so I wanted to go see it. And the closer I got to downtown Tucson, it reminded me more and more of Fresno, California, where I worked in the 70s. But anyway, it was so ugly and depressing looking, I just turned around and said, I don't need to see downtown Tucson.
It is really interesting to me that the one person they took into custody briefly was the only person in America who has never heard of the story. I mean, it was really strange. We can't laugh about this stuff. And people say, hey, nothing's happening. This person has not been caught. The FBI is not going to tell the media where they are in this investigation. They're not going to talk about it and tip off the culprit. That's why there is silence. I think there is something going on. And any day now, I think they're going to catch this. Is it a man or a woman? You looked at the video.
Is it a they or a them? I don't know.
That's right. Let's be politically correct.
But just to get back here to, this is the first broadcast since I've owned the radio stations that we've done from Virginia City. So, and they offered us a couple of different locations, but how can you not turn down the Bucket of Blood in Virginia City on Valentine's Day?
Do you come to Virginia City a lot?
I was up here about a month ago. I bought this hat. It's a 1957 Resistol hat.
That is so.
And it had a high crown on it. I didn't really like it that much. And Pasquale, just down the road here, custom hat maker, which is great to see that there's still people making hats from scratch.
He really does.
Or actually from beaver fur or whatever. But so he shaped this hat for me. So I was up here about a month ago, and I like coming up to Virginia City at least once a year.
What is that hat made out of? Let me guess, former announcer skin?
Let's see, how many people have gone under since they've been working for me?
You know, that is so Matt Dillon. That's so Marshall Dillon, that hat. That really is. That is a new you right there, Jerry.
That's my hat. You know, today it's dress period style, too. So, yeah. As I was up here about a month ago, and in fact, I brought Jimmy Fallon up here a couple of years ago.
What did he think of it?
Oh, he loved it. And then he brought his son Lincoln up here. And I texted him a picture of, I said, hey, doing the dang thing from Virginia City today. And he sent back romance. But so he loves Virginia City, and I wasn't aware of the bootmaker because he was looking for a place to get some custom boots, but there's a bootmaker also in with Pasquale, the hat maker, right down the road. So if he has time in May, although we've been offered an invite to go out to the Fry Ranch, the Bourbon Ranch in Fallon, and to shoot cannons in May.
I was wondering when he's coming back, because he seems to really like this area.
Well,
you listen to his show, he brings up Reno all the time.
Well, and people like him, Bartley Ranch, the amphitheater, there were like 900 people there last year. So it's kind of an annual thing. First, Dean brought him to Carson City, to the Nugget, and his audience has grown, and his show has grown, and everything's grown, including having a TV show now. So he'll be back in May. And if we get the chance, we'll either go out and shoot some cannons or come up to Virginia City.
Well, he loves the area. That's a great thing to have somebody like that on our station who is at Fox News and also loves Reno and Virginia City. Okay, what's your take on the Olympics?
What Olympics? Are we something going on right now?
Oh, you're one of those.
Oh, no, I was actually at a place last night. I got a joke out. We were laughing. They were doing it. It was the women's curling.
I don't get that.
I don't know why they call it curling. It should be sliding or something, but it was just funny. The audio was off, but just to stare at them and watch them. And I think if these ladies would make the best housekeepers and keep your floors as clean as possible.
Thank goodness the audio was off. All you hear is this weird sweeping.
But they were just so intense at what they were doing, and I got a kick out of watching it. The best way to watch curling, no audio.
We will never understand it, Jerry. never will be. We had two of the, I guess, skiers weren't too positive about the USA. Originally, I think, you know, if you go to another country, don't diss the country you came from. But on the other hand, I'll bet you all the other countries watching that were extremely envious of the freedoms that we had here, because they wouldn't be caught. Well, they would be caught dead if they did diss their country to a international audience.
I just read a story the other day about the two people, and I think you're referring to them. I forget the last name. One of them's last name is Goo or something like that. The two female skaters.
Yes.
The one, privileged life. Is she from San Francisco or whatever? But anyway, a very anti-American and
yes.
skating for China, but critical of the United States. And then the other woman that's, I think, competing against her, a great. American patriot skier, or skater rather. But to answer your question is obvious. Mm-hmm. Other than curling, I know nothing about the Winter Olympics. And a woman that broke her leg.
Okay, well, Jerry, it was a pleasure talking to you as always. We're going to break for Fox News. Come on by Virginia City, folks. We're broadcasting live until noon. But after 12 noon, the big party moves to the Bonanza with David John, Jason Verdin, and a keynote speaker. I'll bet you there's going to be live music, too. So you get photos with all the celebrities in Virginia City. We've talked to several elected officials already on the show. They're all here, those who are running for the midterms for Nevada. So you can get photos with the elected officials, the candidates, the dignitaries, and the charlatans alike. Okay, I'll be back very shortly. John Potter, 99.1, 92.3, FM News Talk, Fox News, and Greg Neft with local news next. FM News Talk time, 11:31.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. John Potter, Virginia City. We're broadcasting live from the Bucket of Blood. And here sitting next to me is the Story County Sheriff, Mike Cullen. Mike Cullen. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, John. Nice to see you.
How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good.
I don't know where to start with you. You are not, I mean, you're a sheriff, yeah. But you got like 2-3 dozen other positions in Story County that... I proclaim you Mr. Story County.
Well, thank you.
And you're from basically here. You grew up in Minden,
yep.
Douglas County, and moved to Virginia City. You actually live here in Virginia City and for years now. Now you're running to seek a re-election. You were first elected in 2023. You worked for the Nevada State Prison and the Carson City Sheriff's Office. So tell the folks about yourself that I didn't include there on your resume, which is long.
Yeah. Started out back in 1990 down in Carson City, and just worked my way through law enforcement, and that as a career, did everything you can imagine from, started out the prison and then moved into the sheriff's office, did detectives, training officer, motors, did a lot of traffic investigations. SWAT for many years, and it got towards the end of the career, and my wife and I moved up here about 10 years ago or so, and she started a business, always wanted to be in Virginia City, and I ran for sheriff up here twice. The first time I almost got it, didn't make it, and then in 2022, I won the sheriff's position, and I haven't worked this hard my entire career.
You love this, though.
I do. I really
do. And apparently from what you do on your placard here, you can't say no to anybody who wants you to help out on the board or some nonprofit.
Right. So one of my other projects that I like to be involved in is the State OHV Commission. I'm the chair of that commission currently. And we basically give out grants for off-road projects, and that money comes from registrations of off-road vehicles.
Are you an off-roader yourself?
Oh, boy. Yes, I am. I ride my dirt bike at least once a week, and I've raced and ridden my whole life. I have a group of friends that we ride every Monday and around the area, Pine Nuts mostly, but yeah, it's a great time.
Before we went on, we were talking Virginia City memories. I first came here in 1977, and what I can describe Virginia City as, during the winter, it was barren. Really, nobody came here during the winter, and they got their tourism going here, and now it's a huge destination. Story County used to be incredibly sleepy.
Sure.
Along those lines, we were talking to the candidate for DA for Story County, and he brought up, and it's troubling because it shows up in our news now and then, the crime on USA Parkway.
Well, yes.
This is unbelievable. The drug busts, the people with caches of firearms and things on USA Parkway.
Yeah, I this is what I'd like to say about that. USA Parkway is not indicative to the historic value of Virginia City or Story County with the residents and the folks that live up here. USA Parkway is a very transient, very industrialized type area.
But that's your area.
It is our area, and boy, we're out there. We have a lot of issues, everything from traffic to drugs to stolen property and theft out there. Again, it's a lot of folks from outside the area, outside the state even, coming in. Biggest industrial complex in the country, and it's right here in little old Story County. And it's something that, you know, I'm committed to protecting that place out there and taking care of the folks that live and drive through there every day. And, you know, we've hired more folks, more staff. We've worked with several of the big companies out there to change up commuter times, work on our staffing levels, like I said, and then solve crimes that are out there. A lot of the crimes in the past, before I came along, were just basically unsolvable because there was no investigation ability from the sheriff's office back in those days. Now there is, and now we're really working hard at getting those crimes solved.
It kind of reminds me what was said about Nye County in the 1970s, and it was known nationwide that if you wanted to kill somebody, commit murder, and get away with it, Nye County, because it was so small, law enforcement-wise, that there was no investigation. And now we have investigations, which is great. Before you, there was not a full-time school resource officer in Story County. And before you, there was no canine drug detection program in Story County.
Right.
That was you who put those together.
Oh, yes, among other things. The canine drug enforcement came together all off grant funds. Mm-hmm. The school resource position is there. We assigned a deputy to that position because of the necessity of it. We wanted to have a deputy in the schools, and now I've been working with our school district to have another deputy. We're going to have two here shortly, just because of the growth and just because of the problems that may arise. You know, I'm glad to say that we don't have the high crime in our school district or our town here in Virginia City that other places suffer from sometimes. And like you said earlier, most of our crime, if not 90% of it, comes from the USA Parkway area.
Wow. One street is 90% of it.
Well, there's a lot of streets out there.
Well, yeah, that's true. You also started the first Story County Search and Rescue Unit, and you also started an inmate work crew program.
With the search and rescue, I didn't really start the unit. It's been here for a long time, but we revamped it with the help of our Jeep posse up here.
Okay.
And the folks involved in that. We also got donations from some of the companies to get things rolling on that, and then some grant funds to fund some equipment. So that's been a benefit for search and rescue. And then, like I said, the search and rescue. What was the other thing you mentioned?
Inmate work crew program. And, of course, now you also work for the Nevada State Prison. Why was an inmate work crew program important?
So some of the projects I brought up here were stuff that we had done in Carson City. I had been there for quite some time, and that inmate work crew program was fantastic for cleaning up litter camps and graffiti and just general trash.
Do you think it cut back on the recidivism of them getting out and reoffending?
I think so, and we've had some successes up here. We haven't had a lot of inmates on that program just because we are a smaller county, but a couple of the successes are once we've painted over graffiti and picked up garbage, it doesn't reappear, and if it does, we stay after it. We've had a couple success stories. We had one homeless man living in the mountains out here and causing trouble. got him into the program, showed him some work skills, and he has gone on to prosper, I guess is the best way to put it. He went into Carson City, got a good job, a good place to live, and now he's making money and he's doing good for himself, and I'm proud of that, and that's what I want to see.
Why did you choose to live in Virginia City?
Oh, I love it. I just love it. This place is so much fun. We have an event just about every weekend, all year round.
Do you dress up? Do you have a cowboy outfit?
I do wear my cowboy hat, but I don't dress up, no.
Have you ever been to Virginia City, Montana?
It's on my list. If I ever get a vacation,
we're headed up. I expected to see a Montana version of what this is. Theirs is not tourism-based. It's more like an open-air museum.
Sure.
Like our ghost towns, and they try to preserve and clean up the old buildings, and it's really nothing like this with saloons and dress up, and unless they changed it. But I went there and I was very highly disappointed.
This is a living town. People live and work here,
right?
And a lot of folks don't understand that. It's funny to watch people come visit. They just walk in the middle of the street and take pictures, and they don't know that
away.
It's an actual city where people live and work. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Mike, anything else you want to tell the folks out there about your campaign to be reelected as Story County Sheriff?
I'd like to say a couple things. And one of the things I'd like to say is that we have been, and I have been working very hard to change a lot of things and put some of these programs into effect. But I couldn't do it without the team that we have. We've developed a great team. We've got some great law enforcement professionals up here. We've done a lot of training with our folks. I got a lot of support from the county, the citizens, the people that live here, and our county government. They've just been supporting the heck out of the sheriff's office, and I'd just like to say thank you to all of them for all the great support.
I think the most important, what you just mentioned, was the people who live here. And if you team up with the people who live here, that's your best crime prevention right there.
Oh, it is. We've built some great partnerships with citizens and county entities as well. Just those partnerships make us that much stronger, and it helps build a better quality of life for everybody.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Mike Cullen for Story County Sheriff reelection. Where can people find out more about you? Did you set up a...
They can contact me right through my cell phone, 775-230.
You're that small town, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. What's your phone number?
230-8447. It's on all my forms. You can email me at any point. Time, and I also have a Facebook and an Instagram, Mike Cullen for Story County Sheriff.
Yeah, I would imagine if you searched Google Story County, Nevada Sheriff, you would pop up. Are you going to be hanging around and campaigning today in Virginia City?
Yeah, we hang out and campaign all the time.
But well, you live here.
We live here,
that
was
a dumb question.
But we're going to be walking around talking to folks. And actually, it's good for us. I'm meeting a lot of people that are running for different offices, and that's nice.
And you have no opponents so far. Shows how popular you already are, but we want to make sure you get reelected, Mike.
Yeah, great. Thank you, John.
Great job
it.
You do. I look at this long thing here. We haven't even touched on new programs. There's like 12 of them here.
Yeah.
Do you ever sleep? You live and breathe.
I sleep
this
for
job.
A few hours a night, but sometimes it doesn't work.
Literally.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike,
great.
Good luck.
Thank you, John.
Good meeting you. I'm John Potter, back for our final segment from the Bucket of Blood in Virginia City on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:47.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter broadcasting live from the Bucket of Blood in Virginia City. All the candidates have been coming out to see us, and this is Valentine's Day, and I want to introduce now you to the man who broke my heart on Valentine's Day is P.K. O'Neill, our assemblyman from District 40, who announced a couple of weeks ago that he is retiring from the assembly. You broke my heart. I mean, you're such a good assemblyman and a shoo-in on every election. Why, PK? Come back to me.
John, I would, but you need a better razor.
Oh, you heard that. I won't buy those from Amazon anymore.
See, I listened to you.
Yeah, well, we're not going to talk about my bleeding face right now. PK, are you sure you're retired?
Oh, yeah. Come on. I'm turning 75 shortly. We just had another granddaughter, or actually I should say our first granddaughter out of seven grandchildren, finally a girl.
finally.
With her dad is stationed for the next 2 years at Quantico. And our kids are all over the world, literally all over the world.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to travel to?
Actually, I have a trip coming up to Costa Rica.
Oh, nice.
To go back to Quantico for 2 months to my wife. We're going to help our son and his wife. She's a teacher. Mm-hmm. He's stationed at Quantico, and right now they cannot get extended leave because of some of the world affairs.
Why is he in Quantico? I mean, that's FBI training,
it's,
right?
Well, no, there's a conglomeration of alphabets back there.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was like the FBI capital. Well, Quantico, Virginia.
It is that the Air Force has their Office of Special Investigations headquarters there.
I should know that.
There's a variety, as I say, of alphabets there. And so we're going to go back and help do some babysitting for 2 months or so during election time. So I'll miss some of this. And it's just time. You know, I've served 8 years, and I've got to tell you, John, it's just like being just here with you alone is a privilege to me.
Thank
and it's
you,
an
sir.
Honor. Mm-hmm. But it's been such an honor to serve our state and serve my constituents. And I just got to make it very clear, if you don't mind me saying, I am not quitting. I am retiring. I am still working for you until November, the election in November. Mm-hmm. I am still there this coming week. I've got to go to Vegas for a couple committee meetings. I am still responsive to my constituents. I'm still serving, I guess, because it's a commitment I made. And mm-hmm. when we make commitments, we fulfill our commitments. And it has been one of the greatest honors of my life.
I'm actually very happy for you because this is well-deserved. The Costa Rica trip, I had a wonderful trip to Costa Rica. I went to Dominical. So go there or wherever you're going. But I am picturing P.K. O'Neill riding in the back of a pickup truck eating some seafood from a plastic cup because that's how I got around in Costa Rica. There are no taxis or anything. You ride in the back of pickup trucks that people, you ask for a ride, and you ride with a tailgate open. I'm picturing you doing that, PK, along with looking at the parrots and looking at the waterfalls. It's a beautiful thing. Let me ask you about the upcoming election for District 40. We have Republicans, Stacey Woodbury, Drew Rebar, and Julie Butler. Endorse Julie.
Yes, I've endorsed Julie, and Mark Amadei, our congressman.
Also endorsed her.
Her, and he's not going to Costa Rica with us, by the way.
I can't picture him there. It's okay. So Julie is your pick.
Yes, and I strongly recommend her. She's got the experience, you know, and you've probably heard it regularly, the KSAs, the knowledge, skills, abilities to do the job. She's worked with me. We've worked on budgets. She's in the budget office at one time. She has been the sort of the special forces, the Delta Force, when the governors have had issues. She got called in to help straighten up some of the issues in a new division years ago that I was assigned to, Records and Technology. But she's also been called by the governors to clean up some of the things, the problems they had with IT at DMV.
Okay.
So that's the way I look at her. She's the one you call, the 9/11.
So District 40 in the future, Carson City, Story County, East Washoe Valley, Virginia Foothills, what is the most imminent issue that you want your replacement to tackle? What kind of worries you about District 40 in the future?
To say there's just one, but you know,
or two or three.
We've got to address education more. We truly do. We've got to look at doing the same thing over and over again is the definition of insanity. And that's what we've been doing. The Democrats have been saying, just give more money. Mississippi changed their whole education program.
I heard that they turned it around.
That's what we've got to look at, is stop doing the insane things and start bringing sanity in. Water's a huge issue, too, particularly up here with the Virginia Highlands. We have got to address that. And then naturally, there's...
And we brought up crime here. USA Parkway is a problem with that.
That's just one of the things I'm going down for this week to Vegas, besides the committees, is I've got a meeting with the Boring Company, who are looking
Elon
at some...
Elon Musk.
Yes. Yeah. And I want to talk to them, because that may be a viable solution for that travel out there to TRI. Then you can talk the economy and expansion of businesses.
Okay.
And I could go on and on, because I just came out of a committee meeting this past week on revenue. I got to tell you, the only thing the Democrats talked about were raising taxes.
Of course.
I had to interrupt them and said, maybe we should look at lowering taxes, reducing regulations, and expanding the base.
PK, have a wonderful retirement. You served us well. Folks, come to Virginia City. It's all day long. This is a big Lincoln Day event here in the entire town, outside and indoors. You can hear how much fun it is. I'm John Potter. Talk to you again next Saturday, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Fox News next, FM News Talk, time 11:58.